competing against the Super Bowl tonight, so it has to be a, you know, a little bit of time, but it has to be a pregame show, so you have to be a little bit more controversial tonight, right, in order to, you know, go against the Super Bowl. So I couldn't put in the title so much. The question is, there's been two incidents recently that have prompted this discussion. Number one, now that the women in the wall have permission from the Israeli government to carry the Torah and to do all their stuff in their own little section, there's going to be no, no stopping them. The rules of the Kotel are now changed. So the question is, are women allowed to carry the Torah in general? Same issues came up recently in America a few weeks ago, now probably a few months ago, where a certain school out of town, where two girls complained and put in an official motion to the principal that they want it to be, that the women get to carry the Sefer Torah from school, and that instead of when they carry the Torah in the men's section in this high school, they want the Torah to go into the women's section as well and go through the women's section, and then they'll pass it back to the men's section to read Kriya Satorah. And the issue is is that permitted under halacha, or is this a violation of halacha? Can a woman hold a Sefer Torah? Now, we're not going to get into the multiple hashkafic / halachic problems of Mesorah, etc. But just from a purely, women holding the Torah aspect, nothing to do with Mesorah, purely halacha based, is there any problem with a woman who, in some instances, is going to be a nida, carrying a Sefer Torah? And this is not coming out of the blue. We've been following the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah cycle, and in the middle of Hilchus, Kriyashma, we find this halacha explicitly in the halacha. But to go back, we have to back up. The Gemara in Brachos says that Divrei Torah are not Mekabel Tuma. In reference to a Baal Keri doing davening and doing certain mitzvos, the Gemara says that Divrei Torah is not Mekabel Tuma.
Divrei Torah, but not Sefer Torah.
Okay, but Divrei Torah are not Mekabel Tuma. Meaning that you can have someone who is Tameh read Divrei Torah or participate in Devarim Shebikdusha. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchus Tefila says this Mefurish. The Rambam in Hilchus Tefila, Perek Dawud, Alocha Dawud, says, Kol HaTameyin, anyone who's Tameh, can be Rochitz Nideim, they wash their hands Bilvad, Kitohorin, just like Tohorin, or Mispalim. In other words, even though a Tameh can go to the mikveh and be metaher from his tumah, if he does not do that, as long as he washes his hands, he can participate in tefillah, he can daven dvarim shebikdush, he could say kriya shema, he could do shmor esrei. The rabbis made a separate gezerah for a baal keri, which needs a whole separate discussion, while someone who, sees a keri, he has a separate halacha. In order to, with certain marital issues, we want to dissuade him from davening, without doing tefillah first, so a baal keri is different. Other than a baal keri, a nida wants to daven, it sounds like from this halacha, it is perfectly permitted. Source number one. Source number two is that there is a very interesting halacha. You would think I'm making this up for you. You would think I'm getting this not from the Shulchan Aruch, but it's even in Yaradeya, right? Sounds even frummer if it's in Yaradeya, right? Than Aruch Chaim. Yaradeya Reish Pei Beis Tes. Listen to this halacha. Kol HaTameyim. Every Tameh, afilu nidos, what does that mean?
Even
a nida. Nida is a boy or a girl over here.
Sure.
A woman, right? Afilu nidos. Mutarin le'echos b'sefer Torah. Is mutter to hold the Sefer Torah. V'likros po, to read from it. V'hu shelo yedayem mitunafos o miluchlachos. As long as their hands aren't dirty.
Are they allowed to touch the cloth?
I'm just reading you the halach. Yeah? So obviously, I just read this, it's a little bit confusing, right? Obviously, we're not talking about women reading from the Sefer Torah, laning. That's obviously not what we're talking about, because women don't lane, right? So obviously, we're not talking about during davening. But I guess this is in their Beis Yaakov, and they want to learn. They want to learn from the Torah, I guess. They didn't have chumashi, maybe. So they're learning from the Torah. Whether she's a nida, the fact that a nida is holding a Sefer Torah seems to be permitted. No, I'm not making this up. Call it, so I'll read it again. Call it me, my fuel nidos, mutarn lechos, besefer Torah. Lechos means to hold, no? Lechos besefer Torah, velikrospo. Vuhu shalo yedei metunafos o milchachos. Azoy zok shulchan aruch. Hey, you're already looking at me like, I'm not going to listen to this guy.
What about Tipilin?
Right, what?
Tipilin.
No, no, that's separate discussion. Separate discussion. Separate discussion. We need a whole other time for that. Another time, another time. But it's a good question. So what's pshat? So there's a Hagos Maimonides on the Rambam that we just read before, which says, all of a sudden, it's not so simple. He says, V'anoshim noagu silsol ba'atzman. Women took upon themselves a separate chumrah. Uprishus, it's like a separation, a chumrah. Be'es nidasan, she'en nichnasos v'beisaknesis. So now the pendulum's swinging back the other way. We just said women are at all the Sefer Torah b'shas nida. Says the Agos Maimonios that listen to this, that women took upon themselves a separate chumrah based on nidas, and that they don't even come to shul. Va'af k'shem espalos when they daven ein omdos b'bnei chavrusein. They don't stand next to their friend. They daven in by themselves. V'chein re'isi b'divrei ga'onim v'binyin lashon habraisa. Fine, he says we don't have this tosefta that this is based upon, but v'kasher haminug. He likes the minhag, says the Agos Maimonides. So all of a sudden, it seems to be the exact opposite of that halach in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says women are allowed to seem to hold the Sefer Torah and Nida, says the Agos Maimonides. They shouldn't even enter into shul when they're in Shas.
But
of
that we know we don't do.
That we know we don't do. But the question is, what do we do based upon this? The Ramah, which I was referring to before, which is in this week's, you know, if you're following the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah cycle, follows in this week. It's Arachayim. That's, you know, everyone thinks the Arachayim is a little bit easier. Shouldn't be talking about this Nida stuff, right?
Not a coincidence.
It's a Mefurisha Halacha. Simen Peches. The Ramah says, listen to this line. The Ramah, quoting this Agos Maimonides that I just sent to you, says, Yesh Shekasvu, some write, She'en Le'isha Nida Bimei Re'iyah. So when she's seeing blood, so maybe it may be different when she's counting Zayin Nekiyim, but that's a separate issue. We kaneis lebeis haknesses. She doesn't enter into the beis haknesses. He adds even more. He's quoting that same Agos Maimonides. For all the Agos Maimonides said is don't come to shul. He says, the Ramah says, Ola hispalel. They don't even daven b'shas nida. Ola haskir Hashem. They don't mention Hashem's name. O liga b'sefer. They don't even touch a sefer. So
what
all of a sudden,
they don't mention the name.
I'm reading to you the words as much as you can. As
they make a bracha on candles.
So one second. Well, this is what it says. Over Haskir Hashem. Yeah? That's what he says. V'yei Shomrim, says the Ramah. Shemu teres bakol. That they're mutter with everything. V'chein ikr, says the Ramah. That's the main thing, is that they're mutter to do everything. Then the Ramah says, Avla minug b'medina selu kisvara rishona. The minhag is like the first thing, that they don't do anything. That's what the Ramah says. What? Yeah? That a woman, b'shas nida, not only does she should not come to shul, she's not going to say psukim, she's not going to do anything like that. Says the Magen Avram on this. The Magen Avram says, whoa. Wait a second. That doesn't make any sense, says the Ramah. Says the Magen Avram. He says, tzarechin. He says, do yei shomrim d'nashim mevarchus ramozin d'araisa. According to an opinion in the Gemara, Daraisa, she has the bench. So what are you going to tell me? B'shas nida, she can't do a Daraisa? Listen to what he says. V'im kein, he says, Eich yuchu lifter mi mitzasei Daraisa, b'minag she'ein lo yisod. How does this minag, which has no basis in halacha, he says, how does this uproot the Daraisa din that, according to many opinions, a woman has to bench? He says it doesn't make any sense. So what the Magen Avram says, you know what it really means, this Ramah? He says, we need to water down this Ramah a little bit. He says, what it means is, Shelo noagu rak shelo likanes lebeis haknesses. They don't enter into a beis haknesses during Nida. That I could swallow, says the Magen Avram. Lo liros sefer Torah. They shouldn't see a sefer Torah, and they shouldn't daven next to their friends. But he says it's because a minhag kavod, it's not an iser, v'chein ikr. So it sounds like from the Magen Avram, of course they're allowed to daven. Of course they're allowed to make brachas. They have to make brachas b'shas nida. But to come into shul, that they shouldn't do. And, you know, in order to see a sefer Torah, presumably to carry it as well, perhaps. They shouldn't do that b'shasli. So all of a sudden, our Yara Day, which sounded so liberal, seems to have been killed and watered down tremendously from Mishnah Amar and the Magen Avraham to say, nah, they shouldn't go into a base Knesset b'shasli. How do we paskin? If you look at this Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah on Peches, he writes, u'bimendino senu noagim heter la'olam. We have a heter for everything. Umevarchus, they make brachos b'shas nida. Umespalos, they daven b'shas nida. But he says, umikol makom lo yistaklu b'sefer Torah. They shouldn't look at a sefer Torah. B'shas shemagbian osal liros alaros on. When they're doing hagba, a woman who's in nida shouldn't at least look at the sefer Torah. He doesn't talk about them entering the base knesses. That I'm not sure. That he doesn't speak about. But it is clear that definitely they're allowed to make brachos b'shas nida, but they're not supposed to look at a sefer Torah. Yeah, so far so good. So what else is out there? So the Yechaved Das, Rav Avadi Yosef, he seems to paskin. Now look, to daven and to make brachos, that they seemingly have to do. But he says that really if women want to be machmir upon themselves and not enter into davening, not enter into a shul, b'shas nida. He says, yeah, at the end of his tshuva, he says, the sikum is, umikol makom, rashos l'hachmer al atzman, they could be machmer on themselves, shol l'hachnes l'beis ha-knesses, v'shol l'echos b'sefer Torah, they should not hold a sefer Torah, v'shol l'estakel b'sefer Torah, b'eish shamarim osam l'am. So even though Yaradeya seemed to say they were allowed, the minhag is the women have accepted upon themselves not to look at a sefer Torah, some even not even enter into a shul, but seemingly definitely not to hold a sefer Torah b'shas nida. However, in terms of coming into the shul, the Nitzi Gavriel seems to bring many who say mispashen aminog that it's totally mutter for them to come into shul. He doesn't talk about actually holding a sefer Torah, but he seems to say that nowadays we don't really follow this concept of women not coming to shul b'shas nida. The Shevet HaLevi, to end with the Shevet HaLevi, the Shevet HaLevi paskins that he says for sure, he says it is not a good idea, he says for women to hold a Sefer Torah at all, because you don't know who is a Nida. Again, you're not going to quiz the women, when you pass the women into the Sefer Torah section, you're not going to say, are you a Nida, are you not a Nida? You know, we make a low plug, of course, mitzad tznius, that of course women should not carry a Sefer Torah, he says on Simchas Torah, writes the Shevet HaLevi, women have had this, have asked in the past and desire to hold it. He says it's not supposed to, based on this concept that some are nidos and women took upon themselves, some not even to daven, which we see is incorrect, but definitely not to enter into shul, definitely not to look at an open Sefer Torah, and presumably not to even carry a Sefer Torah b'shas nida. Therefore, besides all the ashkafic problems, besides for any mesorah issues that women haven't done it for generations holding a Sefer Torah, but it's even possibly problematic, the separate type of kavod that women should not hold a Sefer Torah because perhaps they're a nida, and a woman who's a nida should not hold a Sefer Torah.
What about all the guys?